Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm so excited to come and join you all as a collective unit to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for this very moment right here. And thank you, Lord, for taking a way out of no way. Come on now. I know y'all have that testimony too. That God can make a way out of no way. God could put water in the desert areas of our life. And so for that, we thank God. And look, the desert areas of our life could be in our career. They could be in our businesses. They could be in our life in general. But we just thank God for all his grace, his mercy, his favor all upon us. And so we just continue to give him all the glory and all the praise. So I don't know where you're at this morning. You could be just waking up, still in the bed. You could be in your home office like myself, or you could be on the way to work or whatever. But we just want to give God a hand clap of praise, a hand clap of praise right now, because we are forever grateful. So good morning again. Let me tell y'all, this is December 2nd. This is it. Oh yes, happy December. This is the last month of a traditional calendar year. Again, this is the last month of our traditional calendar year. So whatever you may be feeling or whatever feelings may be arising within you, listen, that are negative, like the anxiety, the fear, whatever, I want to just declare a decree right now that it be ceased, that the anxiety, the fear, that all of that be ceased. And we're going to get into that today, because the Lord been dropping a few things in my spirit. And one of those things is about the Holy Spirit. But before we get into that, I have written down some declarations or some things that we need to declare. And what I'm getting into is we need to start declaring life over ourselves every single day, every single minute, moment, whatever. We need to be declaring the word over us. And so as I was in declaring the things of God over us, period. So as we were listening to the jam session this morning, I was just declaring, like I said, I'm declaring for us a lovely, lovely days this month and beyond. Not just this month, but this month and beyond, meaning the new year, January, when and all next year and beyond, declaring lovely days for us. I'm declaring that we will also have the courage to take the character of Jesus everywhere we go. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. I'm declaring that we will have the courage to take the character of Jesus with us everywhere we go. Yes, even in our workplaces. Yes, even amongst family members. Yes, even when we're walking in the grocery store or walking in the park or whatever. Yes, even when we are just living life, right? Going on vacations, doing all the things. I just declare and decree that Jesus' character will be within us. Also, I'm declaring that every time you look up, you will see you winning. Every time you look up, emphasis on you, you will see you winning. And I want to stay here real quick. I had to take some time and reword this one again, because it's a lot of times we may be going through some things and we may be just and have all these things to do on our to-do list. And then we look up and we look at ourselves and we be like, man, I look tired, or I don't feel the best, or and all these negative thoughts may flood up because of how you may feel in that moment. But I just declare and decree right now that when you look up, when we look up, we will see ourselves winning. We will see that God is processing us. We will see that God is doing a new thing within us, even though we don't feel like it. So I'm going to say that declaration again. I declare that every time we look up, we will see us winning. Also, I want to declare that something good and something God ordained will happen for us. And even though, you know, we're in the last month of the year, you may think like, oh my goodness, it's just too late for me right now. I'm just going to start fresh in the new year. Listen, start fresh today. Don't be waiting for no new year to come in to start fresh and to do something new to embrace a new habit, because that's what it's going to become. Like, when you do something new, it should become a new habit for you, and you should continue to do it consistently on a regular basis. So don't feel as though you got to wait another few days just because it's not January 1st, but it's December 2nd. Listen, we need to start today and do those things. Do those things that you may be like, oh, I'm just going to wait till January. Oh, I'm just going to wait till the new. Do them today. Start it today. Take baby steps if you got to, but start. Emphasis on start. And last but not least, I want to declare that the Holy Spirit will fill us up when we have had enough. How many of you all have literally said to yourself, I have had enough. This is it. This is it. I am to my limit. Well, if those words have ever been uttered out of your mouth, let me tell you, call on the Holy Spirit, who we are talking about today. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit today. And even on the last song, which was called Fill Me Up, it stated over and over again, Holy Spirit, fill me up, because I had enough. And listen, that's exactly what we need to be saying. That's exactly the thoughts that we need to be declaring, because or who we need to be seeking. Not friend, fill me up. Not family member, fill me up. Co-worker, fill me up. But no, we're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me up. Or let me get into it real good. This drink, fill me up. Because I don't know who that was for, but I just feel like that was just on my tongue and I just had to say it. Okay? But all in all, Holy Spirit, fill me up. Because I had enough. And when you had enough, that is exactly who we need to be calling on, the Holy Spirit. So I want to bring your attention this morning to the book of John, chapter 14. And this is specifically Jesus talking about leaving the Holy Spirit with us, or in other words, he's revealing the Holy Spirit to us and sharing that the Holy Spirit will be here with us when he is no longer walking on this earth. Okay. And so John 14, verse 26 through 27 states, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Verse 27 states, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Well, thank God for that. Thank God that he doesn't give us what the world gives us, but he gives us specifically what he has for us, right? And so it also goes on to talk about, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Okay. And so as we enter into this holiday season, I mean, I say enter, but some of you may say, oh, we've been in this holiday season for some time, but it's December. So we're just going to say we are entering into this Christmas holiday season. There are a lot of thoughts that may come up, a lot of reflection time that we may partake in, a lot of, you know, stress around this holiday season for some of us. But I just want to encourage you to find peace, and accept peace, okay? So we're going to get into it. So like I always do, I love sharing with you all some of the commentary that goes on or that is stated within my study Bible. And so it says real good, the Holy Spirit's work brings deep and lasting peace to our hearts and minds. Unlike worldly peace, which is usually defined as the absence of conflict. Listen, and I'm gonna put a pin in that because this is me talking now. The absence, or thinking that you can live life without conflicts, is not a healthy way of thinking. It's not a healthy way of thinking, because if anything, we need to learn how to manage conflicts effectively. And like it says, unlike worldly peace, which is usually defined as the absence of conflict, right? It says Jesus's peace gives us confidence, assurance in any circumstance. So I pray that we have the peace of Jesus during this season. And so with this peace, we have no need to fear the present or the future. I'm going to say that again. With the peace that Jesus gives us, we have no need to fear the what, the present or the right now, or the future, which we are going into this month and beyond. We have no reason to have the fear of the present or the future with the type of peace that the Holy Spirit leaves with us, okay? And so it says, sin, fear, uncertainty, doubt, and despair are at war within us. And I don't know about you, but I could definitely say all of those things have been in war within me at a certain point in my life, you know. But who are we going to lean on? We're going to lean on God. Who are we going to lean on? We're going to lean on the resources God has given us. Those resources can be, oh, look, because I believe in Jesus and therapy. Let's just be clear. But yes, we're going to lean on the resources God has given us here to combat those things, to combat the fear that we may be feeling, to combat the uncertainty of this world. Come on now. To combat the doubt, the despair we may be feeling within ourselves. But then it goes on to say, but the peace of God restrains these hostile forces. The peace of God, not the peace of the world, not the way the world defines what peace is, but the peace of God restrains these hostile forces and offers comfort in place of conflicts, in place of conflicts, okay? And it goes on to talk about Jesus says he will give us that peace. He will give us that peace if we are willing to accept it from him. So I just declare and decree right now and pray that we will be willing to accept the peace of God. Like, your life doesn't have to be all, you know, oh, I got this going on, I got that going on. This is just so much going. It don't have to be like that. If we just accept the peace of God. So I want to challenge you all this month in particular, to accept the peace of God, to accept the peace of God within you. It says, when you feel the stresses of life, allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with Jesus's peace. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with Jesus's peace. When the stresses of life get to you. Woo. That part right there is just so, so good. It's so rich to me. So, so rich. And I just pray that you will all accept the peace of God. Accept the peace of God in this season and beyond. All right. I pray that really definitely penetrated your heart this morning. And so let's go. Oh, and just to remind you of the scriptures so you can study in your quiet time. It was John 14 verses 26 through 27. John 14 verses 26 through 27. All right. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your favor that you will shower all upon our lives each and every day, God. God, I thank you for constantly or giving us the courage, to go and be bold in whatever you have called us to do in this earthly realm, Lord. Give us discerning ears, Lord, to hear from you, Lord, on whatever it is that you need us to do in this season, whatever you need us to do before the year ends, God. Let us be reminded that it's not too late. It's not too late to start a thing, because we know if you have called us to start it, you will allow for it to flourish in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the holy boldness that you're going to give us in this season, as we go into our workplaces, as we go into our businesses and we work in our businesses, as we go and visit family members, as we go and visit and do things within this world, God, I ask that we take the character of Jesus with us, God, I thank you that every time we look at ourselves, and see that we are winning, with you, not winning with us, but winning with you on our side. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for divine resources. God, in the name of Jesus, we just come against any fear. We come against any doubt. We come against any anxiety, Lord. We come against anything that is not of you right now, and we ask that you break it off of us in the spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we just lift your name up. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, God. When we feel like we have had enough, God, we just call on the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter in any given season of our lives, Lord. God, we thank you for divine intervention in our careers, divine intervention in our businesses, and divine intervention within our families, God. We thank you for good health, life, and strength, Lord, as we go through the seasons of our life, Lord. We ask that we continuously call on your name, who will comfort us in this season, and call on you to uplift our spirits, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have us not to rely on anything else when it comes to uplifting of our spirits, God, but let us go straight to your word and be reminded that you will supply every single one of our needs. So God, we thank you for always being with us in the midst of the darkness we may be facing and wherever we may go. We just thank you for being there. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.